Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Well, as you're on the Christmas shopping spree, it's a great time for thieves to steal those Christmas gifts. Traveling from store to store can be overwhelming, but are you aware of your surroundings? Tonight, our guests will offer shopping safety tips to keep you cautious and aware of anything that looks suspicious. Joining us tonight in studio is Michael Brown, a former police officer and co-president of Reality-Based Training Group, and Sam Thomas, another former police officer and chief instructor of Tri-State 1 Training Group. The phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you, your questions, your comments, your suggestions, things that may have happened to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We should note this is an abbreviated Daily Drum. So at 7:30, we will be turning it back over to Jeff Brown and not going to Sirius XM Channel 141. So we'd like you to get your calls in. We want to hear from you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Michael Brown, this is the busiest time of the year, but it's also prime time for criminals. I guess that goes without saying. What do we need to know to keep thieves at bay?
Yeah, you have to be vigilant out here, especially during the holiday season. You know, a couple of things, you know, we're going to talk to you about tonight is one of them, you know, keep your hands free. You know, you don't want everything in both hands where you can't basically defend yourself if you need to. You're also looking at reactionary gaps. You know, don't let people walk up on you. We see what happened in Baltimore. Unfortunately, that was a sad piece in that one.
And that's the situation where the young lady was someone came up to the car to don't. He was asking for money. She rolled down the window,
right,
and the person stabbed her.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And a lot of people don't understand the action versus reaction. You know, you want to have time to react to a suspect that's actually trying to do something to you. So you want to keep that reactionary gap.
Sam, you see it every day. Police remind us all the time to secure items out of sight in our vehicles. But just today, our news director saw a car at the mall filled with Christmas gifts in the back seat. This is an open invitation for thieves. Discuss that, and why do we do that?
We shouldn't do that. Let's get that straight. We shouldn't do that.
But why do folks keep doing it, Sam?
I'm not sure. I think unawareness, not being fully educated on what you need to do during the shopping season as far as protecting your personal materials. My suggestion would be we want to place those items, all items if you can, inside the trunk of your vehicle. It's kind of harder for SUVs. This is all open space. But if you have a car, in the trunk is always a safe place. If need be, make multiple trips. Leave one area, drop the items off, come back and continue your shopping, because once it's exposed, we all know, Mike knows, I know, there's always someone lurking in the background to see what you're doing, where you're going, who you're speaking with, who you're talking to. Many times it's a distraction technique to get a conversation with you just to burglarize your vehicle.
And I take it that thieves know this is the time of year, right? To walk around in parking lots, to look like it's your car that you're trying to go in, Michael. Is that all part of that sort of setup, too, is to make it look like what you're doing as a thief is normal?
Oh, yeah. And that's the things you have to look out for. You know, when you come out the store, you know, scan your area. If you can, park close to the store if you can. Park in well-lit areas. And one thing you have to be careful about is, you know, trust your instincts. If you see somebody standing by your car when you're coming out, or you see a van next to a car, your car, and that wasn't there, and people sitting in that van, you know, trust your instincts and go back and probably get security or a police officer. That's what we paid to do, so they can check that out for you.
And what you're talking about is not someone looking to get into your car, but someone looking for you as you're going to your car, correct?
Absolutely. Correct. Yep.
And talk a little bit about the homeowner situation. We see this all the time now on the news. So many folks have cameras right on their front doors, But we also know that folks are coming and stealing packages off the front stoop, right? Many of them not even concerned about video cameras. In one scene, you saw a young person just walking up looking like, hey, I'm at my house picking up the package. So what can we do to prevent that? Or is it preventable? You've got a camera, but if you're not there watching the camera, what does the camera do? How is it helpful?
One of the things I would suggest, I do it, is when I have packages and I know I'm not going to be home, I find out who is the delivery company that's bringing me the packages. UPS, FedEx, whomever. I will call to contact them and tell them, don't deliver it. I'll come pick it up from your warehouse. Mm. If I have a neighbor, trusty neighbor, I have the neighbor. Hey, you're retired, you're home, do you mind taking my packages? And I'll come over at a later time and a reasonable time to pick them up. That's always feasible.
And you're seeing more of these situations. I don't know if it was Amazon that they're setting these like places up or these boxes where you can go with a key to get your packages instead of having them delivered at home. It would seem to me, though, my thing is you like the convenience of something showing up at your house. You don't want to have to go to get something. So I guess if you want to make sure you have it, you may have to give up some convenience.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Our topic tonight is safety with your person and your items while you're holiday shopping. Michael Brown is a former police officer and co-president of Reality-Based Training Group, and Sam Thomas, also a former officer, and he's the chief instructor of Tri-State 1 Training Group. Let's go to the phone lines. Pat is calling from Silver Spring. Go right ahead, Pat, with your question or comment. Go right ahead, Pat. Pat, I guess we lost Pat. We talk about stealing, but let's talk about your personal safety. Michael, you talked about if you're walking out to your car and you're at a shopping center, use your instincts. Is there anything else we should be using? Should we be carrying a weapon if we are allowed to carry one? I know that's a dicey kind of subject, but hey, if you can carry it, should you?
Oh, absolutely. See, it goes by crime is considered with an intent. So if you're protecting yourself, you know, I tell my daughter all day long, carry a pen at all times. The reason of that is because a pen, she's a student, and a pen is not illegal. But at the same time, it can be used as a weapon if need be. Keys, your glasses, stay off the cell phone.
Oh, boy, that's a whole show, right?
It is.
Isn't that a whole show?
Yes.
The cell phone does what for a thief?
It's a prime target because you're not paying attention. So you got to understand, you know, for a person to react that's on a cell phone, and by the time a person look up, they're being assaulted or being attacked. And especially women. See, women have the best instincts in the world. And the reason for that is because you know when something's wrong, but you don't listen to your instincts. Mm. You know, pay attention to your instincts, women. And when you walk into that car and you feel that person getting close to you, don't go, is this really happening to me? Or, you know, this guy got to walk right by me. Pay attention and turn and challenge that person. Mm-hmm. You know, if that person walks by, then guess what? It's a good day. But if not, he continues to walk toward you, you know what you're dealing with.
Sam, I was going to ask, are there certain groups, certain people that thieves look as a potential, I can't think of the word I'm looking for.
A target?
Yeah, target. Thank you.
I think most of the time it's just an opportunity,
doesn't matter sex, gender, doesn't matter?
Most of the time it doesn't. It's just the opportunity that's presented to them at the time that they're thinking about conducting, you know, these incidents. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there are times where it's directed at an individual, maybe because of mannerisms or something someone said in line, oh, I got $1,000 left.
Hmm.
You know, I only have $1,000 left cash now, so let me just go somewhere else. People hear that, and they may end up speaking to someone, hey, let's go outside and wait for it.
Let's talk a little bit about, we may think most of the crime happens at night, and maybe it does, but are there specific things that happen in the daytime? You know, do different things happen at different times of day? Does a criminal more is more apt to work at night than during the day, or is it about opportunity?
It's definitely about opportunity. Yeah, you know, whatever you give me as a criminal, that's what I'm gonna take. So it really doesn't matter about day or night. Just make sure you're being vigilant in your area. Pay attention to everything that's going on in your surroundings.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We know that you may be out right now driving in your car on your way to shop, or maybe you're listening to us as you're heading to your car or you're in the mall. This is your time to find out what you need to do to protect yourself while you're out shopping and also at home. Holiday gifts. These are the times for thieves to attack. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7110. Sam Thomas, why do we continue if we drive to the mall, we drive to the store, maybe our car is in our driveway and we have our kids' gifts in the car that we don't want to bring out yet until it's time on Christmas Eve? Why do we still leave our cars unlocked?
I haven't figured that out in my 10 years as an officer.
Now, come on. You all are the police officers. You're supposed to know why we do these things.
I'm not exactly sure why that still occurs. With all the technology and electronics that we have, it doesn't take no more than about a second to hit your key fob to secure your weapon. Most people leave toys and goods in their vehicles because most of them have tint and think, oh, that's a false sense of security. My windows are tinted. No one's going to bother what I have in the car. But most times that's an attraction for an individual, especially if your windows are tinted so dark that you can't see through it. So most times, hey, let me see, they hiding something. So I'm going to go ahead and vandalize this vehicle to see what's inside of it.
So your tinted windows don't necessarily always protect you. In many ways, it may entice a criminal to open the door and go inside. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Molly is calling from Reston, Virginia. Go right ahead, Molly.
Yes, sir. I was calling about the subject of those yellow boxes. It's the thing of the time, you know. I actually received one order from Amazon, and that was the first time. Never done it before, and they sent me a text, told me that you have to go to the Safeway supermarket, and in the back of the Safeway of the supermarket, they have these yellow boxes. And, you know, very practical. You just come, enter your code, get your box, and I think it's a safe way to, you know, to get your things, and rather than leaving it, you know, at your door. And as you stated earlier, I mean, thieves are just looking for opportunities.
Well, great point, Molly. So, Michael, is Amazon then on to something? Are they ahead of the game?
They're way ahead of the curve. They're geniuses.
Because Molly says, I don't mind if it means I know my package is going to be there.
Absolutely. You're talking about safe. You're talking about well-lit area. It's the best way to do it. I'm telling you, I wish I'd have thought of that. but that right there is the way to go. When you start talking about people coming to your porch and taking your items, and there's really no way to defeat that. And especially when you start talking about how they just drop it on your porch and they're gone. There's no knocking on the door no more. It's just, you know, we leaving it and leaving. So you have people out here that pay attention to these trucks and they follow the UPS trucks and all that and see what it was being dropped off, and they'll take it quickly.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Back to the phone lines, and Jamie is calling from Dumfries. Go right ahead, Jamie.
Hi, I wanted to let you all know that I mostly do my shopping online when it comes to the holidays, but there are times where I do have to go out. Me being a female, I don't go out at night. I try to go in the morning where there's not that much traffic. Well, that's mall hours. I try to go right when the mall opens and right when they start getting crowded, I leave. Because I don't, you know, people, and then when I have my kids with me, you know, I'm extra cautious. I try to tell them, hey, keep up with me, stay with me, keep me in sight. Because people, they target. They do mostly target female, but like you said earlier, it's just an opportunity.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Jamie, because she makes some good points. One, she's talking about children, and we're talking about gifts and items, but oftentimes you have families out there, you have kids who are with their families, and you've got to watch them. It's areas where kids have been kidnapped. Michael, is that an issue, too, that folks have to be focused on in our last couple of minutes?
Oh, yes. You definitely have to train your kids. You have to teach your kids what to do in a situation. Train your kids to go to the mall and know who the police officers are and who the security are, just in case something happens. Keep an eye on your kids. Don't let your kids just go to the bathroom by themselves, to the restroom by themselves. You know, make sure they go with somebody that's going to be accompanying them. And make sure they know their full names, their address, telephone numbers, just in case something happens, they get separated, and then at that point they can be found.
So it's just not about your items, it's also about your kids. Shop during the day, preferably not at night. Don't shop alone, don't carry a purse or wallet if possible, right? Always carry your driver's license, Sam. Mm-hmm. Officer
Absolutely.
Sam, right? Avoid carrying large amounts of cash.
Large amount of cash.
All right. Yeah. And keep a record of all your credit card numbers in a safe place at home.
Yep. I was just going to say that. Yep. There you go.
All right. So, folks, we hope that you follow all of these tips. We want to thank Michael Brown, former police officer and co-president of Reality-Based Training Group, and Sam Thomas, also a former police officer and chief instructor of Tri-State One Training Group. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for your time and your expertise. That's the Daily Drum on HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, December 19th. I'm Bramante Bryan, in for Harold Fisher. Have a great night.